$4,000 to redo this bridge, $7,000 to get my bottom fixed. It's going to fail. I'm going to have to spend it again. And why keep doing that when I can just go and do it and be done?
Today, I'm joined by two people to learn why we switched from dentures to dental implants and to find out if it was financially worth it. Can you both describe the main problems with wearing temporary solutions like your dentures or partial dentures?
I mean, I got my trauma, teeth knocked out, whatever, at a very young age when I was 17 years old. So I'm 55 now. So going through these many years of partials, they tried bridges, but the bridge would break. The partials would, you know, there's a lot of metal that goes over the roof of my mouth and around teeth and stuff. And so if a tooth failed, then we'd have to redo the whole partial and the whole flipper. Now, and it was painful and it was super expensive. And it just always kind of put it in the back of the head and just kind of was like, oh, I'll just deal with all this misery and it'll be okay. I just learned how to deal with it.
For me, I was in full dentures the entire 9 years. I didn't even live life because the issue with them, I couldn't keep them in. They hurt. No matter how many times I would get either a new set or have them realigned, it pretty much did nothing. So there was no eating at all with them for me. It just didn't happen. My fear was going into the consultation of, I already know, and I've convinced myself and almost changed my mind of going, that I was going to not be a good candidate because of bone loss after so many years. And then, you know, not being able to wear the dentures, and, you know, I had everything against me. And the second they came in and were, you know, they were like, no, you're a great candidate. So that was my biggest fear.
Well, I know a common concern for people can be, is this something I can qualify for? Am I going to be a candidate? And so I would say to start out by taking the 60-second quiz. There you can find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours. And that's actually something you can take in the description below. What were you previously spending on different solutions, like your dentures or even like glue? You said bridges, Dennis. What did it look like to be spending money on those things, knowing that the cost of dental implants can range from $450 to $900 a month for a full mouth? Why did you ultimately decide to move forward with this?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it, I mean, my last procedure that I was going to have done was going to be about $4,000 to redo this bridge, you know, all this metal, and to redo the whole flipper and to extract a tooth, because then they have to redo all everything. Well, it's not like they can throw this in a melting pot and redo it. They have to completely remake the thing. And, you know, and I was like, man, you know, and not only that, it's like having to go back in and deal with all the procedures that would come with that. So, you know, it kind of goes into the bottom part, like why I went back and did my bottom. I was going to Band-Aid the bottom, you know, have a bridge cut in and some crowns and do all that stuff. And that was going to be, I mean, I think they were quoting me like $6,000, $7,000 to get my bottom fixed. And it's like, well, what am I doing? You know, because in a few years, I mean, crowns always fail, bridges fails. When you cover a tooth like that, it's going to fail sooner or later. So I just kind of looked at like, well, okay, so I spend the $7,000 now. I'm going to be kind of happy, you know, but I'm not going to be completely happy, you know, like I did with my top. So what am I doing? I'm going to spend that. And then in another 5 to 10 years, I'm going to have to spend it again. And whatever else procedures I got until, you know, I'm not here anymore. So it's like, why keep spending all this money and sitting under a chair in a dentist's office listening to the grinding and the, you know, the stuff that makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Why keep doing that? Why keep spending all this money when I can just go and do it and be done? And, you know, I pretty much said, worry about the money later and I'll make it happen, you know, and
yeah,
come up with ways to make it happen.
Absolutely. To me, that's such a key point was, you know, just you figure out how to make it happen. And I know that not every single person that exists on this planet can make it happen. You know, I understand that. For me, it was a huge fear. You know, I live on, you know, my retirement salary, and it, you know, it's not going to change. I have the PTSD side of it. So there's no going out and getting a second job or, you know, picking up something part-time or, you know, whatever it may be. And I was blessed on that side because I didn't have to pay for my actual dentures. That was always covered for me. But they really, in a normal situation, they don't give you a new set every year. I just would go in and raise such a stink about it that I would get something done, whether it be a new set or a new alignment or realignment. But what I found the worst was I was spending a fortune in products because nothing ever worked. So I was always, you know, okay, let me try this glue. Let me try that glue. Let me try double that glue. Let me try, you know, this particular gum brush to keep, you know, my gums, you know, circulating properly. So it was a process, but I would go through it. And I went through it just about every year. That was kind of my summertime thing was like, all right, let's go try this again. I could go on and on and on, like just about the products that I made an attempt to, you know, just get through, and none of it worked. It was a waste of time. And I could only imagine, you know, being, you know, your everyday person who's coming out of this, you know, out of your own pocket, as far as, you know, the dentures themselves go, they're not cheap. You know, a fairly cheap set, and I just know this from other folks, you know, I, you know, they've been, you know, $1,000+, and, you know, like, what are you doing at the end of the day? So I had to sit down basically and go, okay, do I invest in myself and change my future and give myself life back? Or do I still enjoy having this extra money to maybe buy stuff I really don't need, you know, on Amazon because it had to be delivered. I wasn't going low to get anything, but, you know, I just had to readjust my spending habits and things. And, you know, it was a fear of mine. I'm not going to lie whatsoever, but being able to get the payments so easily and to know that day right then on the spot that, you know, this is where it's at, this is what your payment's going to be, I knew right away that it fell into what I could make happen with, you know, cutting some corners. And I'm not talking cutting corners like, you know, freezing to death in my house or being hot living here in Las Vegas or, you know, stressing over using too many, you know, too much water. You know, there was none of that involved. I just had to cut out some unnecessary things that I did anyway to, it was more of a trying to bring a little joy to my life. So I just replaced that joy with the joy of having a life again. And on the same side, as far as eating goes, I still have those moments where, you know, like eating an apple or eating a carrot or, you know, something that, you know, that I couldn't eat before. And it didn't even have to be something that hard, but those are the extremes that are back in my life now. And like, I remember taking that first bite of the apple. That was one of the things, and that was the first thing. I had steak later that night, trust me. But I had to get that apple just to see. And I remember I was so hesitant. And I'd start to do it and then I'd stop, because all that I knew for 9 years was this is going to be a disaster. And they're going to come out. I'm going to be bleeding. Again, that whole, you know, process just over and over and over. And when I chomped in and had all that strength and all of that, it was just like, wait a minute, you know, is this real? I kind of still feel like I'm dreaming sometimes, because I wake up and they're there. I don't have to do anything. I get to go in and brush my teeth and just be normal. And, you know, just regular old human being who just happens to have the best smile in the room most times.
You came back in 24 hours after surgery. Your permanent teeth are placed. How do you feel about the durability of it? Have you had to go in often for appointments and checkups, or has anything gone wrong? And finally, has it been worth it?
Well, I mean, it's worth it every second of the day. I mean, this is what I used to wear.
Wow, that looks like a cyborg.
That's in my palette too, you know. So, man, I'll tell you the difference in this and these. Wherever I am, this is quite amazing difference for these two things, you know. This is a much better option, definitely. And like you said, when I told my doctor, I'm like, wow, food tastes so much better. It's amazing. And he's like, well, because you have millions of taste buds in the roof of your mouth, you know, and that's a lot of your taste comes from the roof of your mouth, not only your tongue. So it's like, I was just like, wow, it's incredible. And like you said, the taste of food is just so much better. The other day, I treated myself to Starbucks, which I actually cut out because to pay for my implants, it was a big chunk of money. If you figure $7 a day, every day, you know, for a month, that's a lot of money.
And that
helps with the payment. So I went there and, you know, the barista at the register says, you know, not to be weird or anything, but you have beautiful teeth and an amazing smile. And I'm like, that's not weird at all. Thank you very much. Well, I actually had to take a picture with her and post it because and that happens more times than not, you know, all the time. I get complimented all the time. I never had that before. At first, I worried about them a lot, and any kind of little anything, I would just freak out like, oh my God, something's wrong. Yeah. And I had a lot of that going on, you know, but nothing was ever going wrong. And, you know, I had my pains and different things through healing and stuff. But, I mean, once I was healed and after that 4 months, I never had anything wrong still to this day. I mean, all I do is I get up or at night I'll water pick my teeth and I get brush them. And I found a really great brush that I can get like onto my gums and everything, and super soft. And I just, it's weird brushing my teeth, because I never brushed my teeth before. I had to take out my bread, wash them and clean them that way, you know. I never just sat there in the mirror and looked at myself brushing my teeth. And I haven't done that since I was 17 years old. So it's definitely worth it. You know, no matter what I had to do to make it happen, I made it happen, and I'll never look back. I mean, I've picked up work here and there, different things, and I'm covering the payment and making it happen.
I'd say for me, you know, very much the same thing. Like, you know, I used to, you know, because we do have to eat, then you can only order delivery of so many groceries and then be incorrect to where you're like, oh, I've got to go physically, you know, in somewhere. And I honestly, more times than not, because I knew everyone was staring at me, did I maybe read into some looks more? I'm sure of it, but there were definitely stares. And I left more full carts of groceries and took off and just got in my car and came home, then I can even count. And that's not an exaggeration in any shape or form. And I remember going to the grocery store the first time after having surgery, and, you know, still in the, you know, the kind of soreness, you know, adjusting, all of that phase. But I went in and I didn't even realize how much I was smiling, but it was just my own happiness. And as you said earlier, Dennis, it wasn't even about, like, you know, just the teeth, just the happiness on your face, your, you know, your whole, you know, aura that you're giving off. And I had been in the store, I think it was in like the second or third aisle I went down, and this lady just randomly stopped me and she said, "I hope, you know, that I'm not out of place by, you know, saying this, you know, I don't know you, but I just had to let you know that you have the most beautiful smile I've ever seen."
Oh.
And that hit home that I had made the right decision, you know, for all the other reasons. I already knew that I did, but I went through that whole fear also of, oh, they're going to fail. Like, I think I had even posted in the SmileMaker group that when my 2-week appointment was coming up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be that failure. I know it's me. And, you know, of course I went in and there was nothing wrong. Everything was perfect.
What made it feel possible to be able to afford something like this? What made you proceed with getting the dental implants?
So it was always really scary to me learning that implants would take 6 months to a year to get your final set and be good.
Yeah.
That's if everything takes and goes good. So, yeah, I mean, bling, bling, the 24-hour thing just set off a light bulb in my head and was like, you know, it was, I had contacted other companies and, you know, they just kept calling me and just trying to sell this thing. And it just really turns me off. When I finally, you know, had to make this decision, as soon as I walked through the doors and there was just, it's hard to explain, but other people I've seen, you know, through my comments and stuff, that they got the same feeling. It was just a feeling of ease and passion.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, and when my when the gentleman came out to, you know, greet me and take me back and talk about it, and it was just the compassion, and he kind of asked my story, and I'm not one to talk about what happened to me, and I was, you know, like I said, very insecure of my problems, and I never really talked about them. I just dealt with it, and he wanted to hear my story. And it was one of the first times in my life that somebody actually wanted to hear my story and that actually listened to me tell my story. And
right.
I could see it in his eyes, just like he really could tell. He really wanted to help me get better and move on from this.
With me, the VA was going to provide the snap-on, I always say it incorrectly. the dentures, and it was no cost for me whatsoever. And that appointment was not until July of 2023. They make you wait a whole year just for your appointment. No, there's no transitioning or anything like that. You just have to, because the way the system works. So I found myself going, oh my gosh, I'm going to get them, but, you know, they just still sound like they're going to be secure. I was afraid of having worse damage, to be honest with you. And I had started looking again, and Nuvia got me with an ad on social media, and I called that day, and I had surgery, I think it was 10 days after I made my call, and that included everything. They got me in right away for my consultation, and it was the same thing, like you said. I walked in and I didn't even feel like I was in any kind of office, you know, of any kind. It was like going to see your old buddy that you hadn't seen in a long time. I came in, you know, at the Vegas office, you know, it's all girls that are up front, the three girls, and they were just smiling and happy like we were best friends. And I had never seen them in person. We'd had a couple of, you know, conversations on the phone, you know, everything, it was just all done that day. It was kind of mind-boggling.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. We'll have our guests address specific questions you have about today's topic straight from the Nuvia SmileMaker Club Facebook community. Jay says, hi, I'm new to this group. I recently joined because I'm sick of my 20-year-old dentures and I want implants but can't afford it. So what would you say to Jay feeling like this is something like automatically like I can't afford it?
You're not just investing in yourself. You're investing in everyone around you and you're investing in a better life. So what is your life worth to you? You know, you can cut corners, you know, like I saw, you know, and there's a couple other people have the same thing as we cut out Starbucks or, you know, maybe not buy name brand something or, you know, if you're a smoker, obviously you have to quit smoking or, you know, there's certain things that you can just have to like try to cut down on and not be excessive on and not buy new things and not do things. Or, you know, like for me, I picked up an extra job. It's a few hours a week. It's online. It's super easy and it makes half the payment. So there's things that you can do to make it happen. It's a matter of just really wanting it and telling yourself, you know, getting out of the mindset of the cost and getting into the mindset of making yourself healthier.
Yes.
You know, if you don't invest in yourself now, you're going to be miserable later on and you're going to be suffering and miserable and these infections in your mouth and you know, losing bone and all these things are going to wear on you and they're going to take life away from you. So it's an investment in your life and in your future.
Absolutely.
Lisa said, I'm worried that I don't have enough bone structure on the bottom. I've had a full mouth of dentures, but never been able to wear the bottom and never fit correctly. Anyone have advice?
I would start by taking the 60-second quiz to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours, because I can just say for myself as a denture wearer, I was terrified of the bone loss. And you take the quiz. It gives you that initial, you know, starting point, and then, you know, get your consultation scheduled, and then you're going to know right then and there. There's no coming back four or five times. You know then, there, that day, if you are a good candidate. And if you're not, I love it because Nuvia will guide you in the right direction from there.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.